again, if you had to make this decision on your own, what areas of the budget would you cut specifically, and what revenue sources would you strive to increase? In other words, what would you do personally, or what is your idea of cutting costs and increasing revenue? It's always clear the second time you say it, I think.
It's the same idea. I think one thing that we could use is the city. We need to check seriously how many employees we have and what they're, how much they do. And I know there are a lot of good employees who do a lot of great things. But if somebody retires, I don't think we'd replace them until we get this budget thing figured out. If we don't hire any additional people. I'd like to really try to get the community more involved with some volunteerism and get some more help in the parks with volunteers. We have a lot of great people. We have a lot of great resources. And if you could get in there and work hard in the parks and save yourself some tax burdens, I think maybe people would be willing to do that. People generally are pretty helpful and willing to help if they know what the needs are and what needs to be done. So I think it's a better idea to have us do it as citizens and then, again, invite businesses in here, good quality businesses, by the kind of life that they can live here.
I would like to see the citizens, when we passed this last year's budget and we had open meetings, there was nobody in the audience. And nobody spoke up about what they wanted to see happen. There's a lot of people, the easiest thing in the world is to say, we need to cut. But there's so many priorities on the city's money. There's so many needs. And where we cut is going to be felt by some person's priority is another person's luxury. And so those all things need to be weighed. And we always need to be doing belt tightening and looking at where we can save money. This current city council, mayor of I think have turned over the couch cushions to find every piece of savings they can in the current budget. As far as raising revenue, I think we need to be business friendly. We need to focus on economic development to bring in sales tax that offsets property taxes and helps our bottom line.
I think it's me. I'm sorry.
That's that electric personality.
Again, it's approaching this like a business. It's analyzing the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats of the situations that you encounter. It's knowing how to reduce fixed and variable costs. It is about protecting jobs, but it's also about making sure that we're not overspending, that we're not going into debt. Some things are bad things. It's about being very proactive towards businesses and wanting them to come into our community. It's about making sure that our property taxes are low and our utility costs are low. But also at the same time, driving that debt down to make our community very positive towards businesses wanting to come in. Again, the main form of revenue that is generated from our city is that sales tax. We want those businesses to come in because it takes the pressure off the homeowner. So, and we, by drawing, again, it takes the pressure off the homeowner and gives you more value for your money. That's the goal. It's about value. It's about getting the highest return for your investment.
When you say cut, it's an interesting process. In the budget process, we allow the department heads to come in and approach the mayor and council and justify what they want to operate on. In many cases, we don't allow new equipment purchases. We keep the old equipment being utilized year after year after year. Many times, we have quality of life issues that aren't going to chip revenue. The library does not generate revenue. The rec center does not generate revenue. And we are paying off property for our golf course. Those are things that previous councils thought were important, and they funded. And I think it's important that we continue because they impact quality of life. I think big one that's quality of life is our arts council. Not many communities of our size have a symphony or have a chorus, but it's quality of life in our community. It's a difficult thing. You have to balance the budget where you can and listen where the needs are the greatest. And I think it's somewhat, that's what's put us in the hole on the roads, because it was easy to fund other things rather than to fund the roads. It's appropriate that the fire department just went by, because I promise you, on the very worst day of your life, when you have to call 911, I promise you, you'll have a fire department and police respond, because we're not going to cut them, even if it costs us a little bit more in taxes to fund those things. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, what you need to realize about the budget is that it's significantly higher than it was just a few years ago. I mean, this council was dealing with $38 and $40 million budgets. Now they're dealing with $50 and $52 million budgets. And to say that there's nowhere in a $52 million budget that we can find efficiencies, I don't think is realistic. I think that there are efficiencies to be found. Now, where specifically I found some on the surface, just scratching the surface, I found about $3 million. But I think there's more to be found. But you need to realize also that the city revenue may well be up again next year like it was last year. Last year, sales tax was higher at the end of the year than was originally budgeted for. Utility fees were higher at the end of the year than originally budgeted for, significantly, $2.5 million plus higher. And that gets back to the bond. Now, it was mentioned that we have revenue sources for our existing bonds. You know, I don't view high taxes, high fees on our utilities as a revenue source. Yeah, that's what's paying for the bond. But I don't think that's a good thing that our fees have continued to go up, and I don't view that as a revenue source, increasing the taxes on citizens and then saying it's okay to borrow because, our citizens are just going to pay more to fund it.